This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russia is already interfering in next year's midterm U.S. elections. He made the comment in a speech at the Oval Office, or I should say the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. In remarks to about 120 representatives of the U.S. intelligence community, the president said such actions by Moscow are a pure violation of our sovereignty. In addition to the president's unusual reference to classified information, he also made an ominous prediction about escalating cyber attacks targeting the United States. His administration has blamed such attacks on state-backed hackers in China and those operating with impunity in Russia. Biden said he believes it is growing more likely the United States could end up in a real shooting war with a major power as a consequence of a cyber breach. The president also appealed to his intelligence team, which is composed of elements from 17 different agencies, to give him to him straight. He says he's not looking. He says he's adding, when you are sure, not sure, say you're not sure. The European Union on Tuesday stressed the need to preserve democracy and stability in Tunisia following the Tunisian President Kais Saied's suspension of parliament and firing of the country's prime minister. His move late Sunday followed weeks of political turbulence in the country, fueled in part by public anger over the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Four journalists have been arrested on propaganda charges in Afghanistan. They were arrested in the city of Kandahar after traveling to a disputed border town to interview commanders of the Taliban, which has been clashing with Afghan security forces. The watchdog agency said the location of the journalists on Tuesday was unknown. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A Nigerian court has ordered the secret police to release five suspects detained for wearing T-shirts criticizing President Muhammadu Buhari, according to the lawyer. The men were arrested early this month by the Department of State Service during a church service led by a well-known evangelical pastor of the Nigerian capital. The church was accused of aiding the arrest, but it denied the allegation. The men's lawyer told the French news agency that on Monday, the federal high court had ordered the suspects released. Buhari, a former army commander, has come under fire after his government recently banned Twitter, a move Western allies and critics warned undermined freedom of expression. Officials announced the ban after Twitter removed a remark from his personal account for violating its policies. The Nigerian leader is also under pressure to tackle the country's insecurity. The security forces are battling an Islamist insurgency in the northeast, a surge in mass kidnappings by criminal gangs in central and northwestern states, and separatist tension in parts of the south. An anti-government protester in Hong Kong found guilty Tuesday of terrorism and landmark rulings involving the first verdict delivered under the territory's new national security law. The 24-year-old Leon Tong had pleaded not guilty to all charges in relation to an anti-government street protest last year. Tong was accused of driving his motorcycle into police officers while carrying a flag with the phrase "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Because of the new security law, a three-judge panel was specifically selected to preside over the case without a jury. After a 15-day trial, the panel returned with a guilty verdict. Much of the case focused on how the slogan would be interpreted by the high court panel. The now banned phrase was a popular rallying call during Hong Kong's 2019 anti-government demonstrations. Tong, a former waiter, has been refused bail since his arrest last year. He will be sentenced at a later date, but could face life in prison. And again, U.S. President Joe Biden saying that Russia is already interfering in next year's midterm U.S. elections, making the comments in a speech at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. And the remarks to about 120 representatives of the U.S. intelligence community, the president said such actions by Moscow are a pure violation of the U.S.'s sovereignty. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.